loving Father and our God, we thank you so much for the privilege to come into your house today to worship and to praise your name. Father, we invite your presence here. Tune our hearts and our minds heavenward, dear Father, and cause us to experience something new today. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you. Amen.
Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked way shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God.
Shall we stand? At this time, for those who have special prayers and praises, we like to invite you to come to the altar now as we pray.
Now, dear Lord, as we pray, Take our hearts and minds far away from the press of the world all around to your throne where grace does abound. May our lives be transformed by your love. May our souls be refreshed from above. At this moment, let people everywhere join us now as we come to you in prayer.
Should we bow our heads, please? Our Heavenly Father, we have gathered here today to worship you and to adore your wonderful name. Father, we praise you and we thank you for the marvelous gift of salvation at such an infinite cost to you. As we worship today, may the words of Scripture, that wonderful old story of Jesus' birth, your gift of love, inspire us, warm our hearts, draw us closer to you, and bring us into total submission to your will, so that we may be of greater service to you. Father, earth longs and groans for Jesus to come a second time and end Satan's reign of sin, sorrow, death, and destruction. The trouble we see and hear of around us and throughout the rest of the world is truly appalling. And so we long for Jesus' return. But until then, we intercede for those in leadership position in our church, in our nation, and in all the nations of the world. May the Holy Spirit guide and direct in all these affairs until your gospel work is finished. Father, we ask for your blessing on each person bowed before us here today. You know the weaknesses, the needs, the desires, and the concerns of each one, physical, mental, and spiritual. Father, meet these needs according to your wisdom, your mercy, and your love. We think and especially pray for Pam as she witnesses to her son-in-law. Father, we ask that you will grant her the wisdom, the direction, the clearness of mind to be able to share with him what your scripture says so that he can understand that you love him with an everlasting love. Father, may he be receptive to your voice as you speak with him. We also want to ask, dear Father, that you be with Lisa and her family today. You see, they've lost the patriarch of their family. Father, we've been interceding for him, but you've seen it fit for him to go home and rest. And so we pray that you'll comfort their family, Father. Cause them to realize that you love each and every one of them. May they experience your presence. May they experience your presence. May they experience your spirit, dear Father, in their lives each moment. And cause them to know, dear Father, that in spite of the fact that he's gone, there is a day coming when there'll be no more sickness or suffering or death, and we look forward to that day. Father, may the wonderful story of Jesus' birth send us from here, inspired, strengthened, and blessed. We pray this in the name of Jesus, our blessed Savior and our Lord. Amen.
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace.
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even to and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Satan breaking.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be? Seeing I know not a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation.
A bird on the wing, o'er all of God's angels, in heaven for to sing. He surely could have it, 'cause he was the King. I wonder, as I wander out under the sky, how Jesus the Savior did come for to die for poor ordinary people like you and like I. I wonder, as I wander out under the sky.
Amen.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should pay tax. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth and into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in the swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day. And the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia! Sing alleluia, how it rang, and the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of the King. Was a humble birthplace, but oh, how much God gave to us that day. From the manger bed, what a path was led, what a perfect holy way. Alleluia! Sing alleluia, how it rang, and the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of the King.
Ring the bells, ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Born to die that men might live, came to earth new life to give. Born of Mary, born so low, many years ago. God the Father gave his Son, gave his own beloved one, to this wicked, sinful earth, to bring mankind his love new birth. Ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. God the Father gave his Son, gave his own beloved one, to this wicked, sinful earth, to bring mankind his love new birth. Ring the bells, oh ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ the Savior lives today, as he did so long ago.
Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to man on
earth. Ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new King's born today, and men will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, they saw a bright new shining star and heard a choir from heaven sing. The music came from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing. New kings born today, and men will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to bear her child. Not a single room was in sight. By and by they found a little nook in a stable all forlorn. And in that stable cold and dark, Mary's little boy child was born. Trumpets sound and angels sing. Listen to what they say, that men will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tiding of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloth, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Angels we have heard on high, singing sweetly through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their brave delight. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Did you see? What glad tidings did you hear? Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Star in the sky. there's a mother's deep prayer and a baby's low cry, and the star winds its far while the beautiful seer, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. There's a tumult of joy for the wonderful birth, for the virgin sweet boy is the Lord of the earth. By the starings is far while the beautiful sing, for the manger of Bethlehem cradles a king. In the light of that star lie the angels impaled, and the song from afar has swept over the world. Every hearth is aflame, and the beautiful scene in the halls of the nations that Jesus is King. We rejoice in that light, and we echo the song that comes down through the night from the heavenly throng. I wish all to the lovely evangel they bring, and we greet in his cradle our Savior and King.
Amen.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to man, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babel sounds the blessed angels sing.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky look down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
We would like you to turn to hymn number 143, and please join us in the fourth verse of this song.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild. Sleep.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Down from his glory, ever-living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, mine all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. What condescension, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight, God gracious tender laid aside his splendor, swooping to woo, to win, to save my soul. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. Without reluctance, flesh and blood his substance, he took the form of man, revealed his hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice of Calvary. And now I know thou art the great I am. Oh, how I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. The great Creator became my Savior, and all God's fullness